intro.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, hey, thanks, Mike. I sure appreciate your time. But you were talking about war. And you're right. These people who instigate the war, they should be the ones who fight it. I mean, for God's sake, people, wake up. These people, look, we should be seeing death matches. I mean, if you don't like Russia, let's see Biden take on Putin, you know?
Well, right? My money would be on Putin to win that one.
Yeah, me too. But the point is that
he's
these
a black
are the people.
Belt.
Look, of course, and we don't have no beef with Russia. The American people don't have no beef with Israel. We don't have any. Well, we do have beef with Israel. There's something going on.
Well, we have a beef with Israel's government. We have a beef with their government, not the people.
Exactly. Okay. Same thing. But they got us. They got us thinking that we got a beef with Iran too. How many people in this country actually know what's going on in Iran? How many people actually know if there was a legitimate election? We get this comprehensive news that they send over here, and they tell us these people are bad, and that was a bad election. Venezuela didn't come out well. And, oh, that guy's really the president. I mean, come on. So America has to stop being stupid, because we're being led into a spot where these people are in charge of deciding whether we live or die.
Mm-hmm. And in the good old days, leaders who wanted war would lead their own troops into battle and risk their lives. Alexander the Great did it. Napoleon did it. Eisenhower did it before he was president, but he still did it. And these endless wars we have are being ordered by people who just sit back there in the Capitol building and kick back and have their brandy and cigars and laugh themselves silly over how much money they're making.
And who was the biggest one who said that? I think his name was Kissinger. What do you call the military man? He called us
dumb, stupid pawns to be spent for foreign policy.
Exactly. And so these guys, they have no problem kicking a war up, simply because they don't have to fight it. They know that we're going to be dumb, stupid animals that will go do what they want us to do. So America
needs
to
wake
up.
Stop being dumb, stupid animals. We really do.
Yep.
And,
absolutely.
You know, where everybody's upset that Biden left Americans in Afghanistan to the mercies of the local people. But, you know, Hillary did the same thing in Benghazi.
She sure did. And
yep.
She laughed about it. We came, we saw, he died.
Yeah.
And it was in the war
then,
room.
When the diplomatic staff were all killed, you know, she said, you know, at this point, what difference does it make?
Okay, so you can just wipe that stuff off with a tissue over your forehead. Just wipe it off, and now we get on to the next chip. And that's what they do. I don't know. I really don't know if these people are human at this point, Mike. Because we weren't born to be this way. We were raised to be that way.
Yes, we were propagandized since grade school.
Absolutely. Where is the truth? It's here on RBN. We're getting truth from RBN. Well, at least we're getting. Mm-hmm. You're telling us propaganda, because some of these stories you're telling us just simply aren't true. Because you're telling us some of the stories from the idiots that don't tell us truth. And because you always refer to, like, MSNBC said this, and then you got to another one says, well, it's contradictory here. You know, you always.
Well, that's to underscore the fact that what we got from MSNBC is not likely to be the truth.
Absolutely, and CNN is the furthest from the truth. And
mm-hmm.
What's beautiful is that they're losing control of that entire scenario of news that they're putting out to us. They're losing control of it. And I'm doing my part. I'm telling people straight up. Even your nightly news, your local nightly news is lying to you. You might want to get the weather off of there. I might have something to do.
But you know, they're not all that good on the weather. The only thing we can get from corporate media are the sports scores.
Yeah, there you go. All right, that was where I was going next. Was yeah, okay. Well, at least you can see the highlights of your favorite college team who played football last week. But I mean, you can buy all that, but and you can buy the shootings and stuff, or maybe not even that. But I mean, whatever they're showing. But when it comes to COVID news, no, don't buy it. When it comes to this Delta variant, nope, don't buy that. When it comes to vaccine news, damn sure don't buy that, because they're not going to tell you the truth about it. The last thing they want you to know is the truth about that vaccine. The one thing they want you to know is that they have open centers and where those centers are, where you can get your vaccine. And that's what they're pushing. And people should be wary of that. I mean, when they start offering you a lottery or a hot dog or a marijuana cigarette or whatever they're offering you, if this thing was so good, they wouldn't have to offer you anything. And that's another thing on that test. I think I've said it before. But, hey, this is such a terrible, terrible pandemic. You don't even know you got it unless you test it. You've said that many times. And this past a joke. People wake up. This is America. This ain't supposed to happen here. We're in the land of the free, home of the brave. Let's be some of that home of the brave. I don't see any of that braveness going on. What I see is a bunch of people pandering to the system, doing what they're supposed to do, and or they've just been well prepped and they're just staying out of the limelight, waiting for the fight to come to them. But that's the bummer, because the fight is here. You don't wait for it to get to your doorstep. You fight it when you see it. And we wait until it gets to our doorstep. We're each going to fight it individually. And was that Jefferson that said that? Or was it Benjamin Franklin? We're either going to
hang separately. We will all hang separately.
Exactly. And so what's happening right now is we're going to all hang separately because we can't find a way to get together. There should be people already getting together. There should be people with guns. There should be, we should not even be sitting on our butts talking about this right now. I should be calling you from the land of the war, where it's taking
place.
Well,
you know, I disagree with you. I disagree with you. I disagree with you because times are changing, and you know, just simply winning a war with guns and violence is kind of old-fashioned. I mean, if you're talking about winning the hearts and minds of the people, the real war is fought with information, which is why Republic Broadcasting is doing what it's doing, why WhatReallyHappened.com is doing what it's doing, because I prefer to fight this war with keyboards rather than guns, so that our children can go on playing in the streets and backyards without fear of being harmed.
Well, I concur with that. I think you can go as far as you can with information, and you should, and that's the way to go. But we're getting to the point, and you've said this before yourself, you're not sure we can get this information to get this done with. So, I mean, I know you're saying that you prefer that, but the way it's looking, if we don't do something, and it's going to have to probably be physical, I'm not advocating for it. I don't want to see it any more than you do. But if it has to happen, we need to do it. We have to do it before it comes to your door. Yeah, we have to do it before it comes to your door, because then we're just dealing with it individually. We have to be collectively together and have the same mindset. And do, I mean, it doesn't mean we have to do it with violence. It means we just have to come together. But you know what? Let's show some violence. Carry your long rifle. Carry your sidekick. Carry what you're carrying, but let's walk up to these people that are telling us we can't do this and we can't do that, and let's tell them, look, we got a different story for you. You can make whatever lie you want, but this is this story. And that's really where we should be at in America right now. I don't think we should be pandering to these people, and that's what we seem to be doing. And
well,
we're also being
impeached. Not, but, you know, on the other hand, look how the government reacted to the Stop the Steal rally last January 6th. I mean, they basically rounded up all those people. They're imprisoning them in harsh conditions to try and make examples out of all of them, to try and convince Americans to stay silent. But if you know anything about history, staying silent doesn't work. I mean, during World War II or the run-up to World War II, the German people knew what the Nazis were doing, and they stayed silent. It was called the Good German Complex, or Syndrome, if you will. And they figured if I just go along and I don't do anything wrong, nothing bad will happen to me. And they wound up losing their entire country. So personally, I still think that we're headed, that the U.S. government, rather, is headed for a Soviet Union-style collapse, and that we should be making plans on reestablishing a new republic after that happens.
And I actually think most people, and I would really applaud you if one day you came on the show and the first thing you started off with was the Declaration of Independence. Just read straight through it. There's only one piece of paper. And just read straight through that and let people think about this. Hang on a second. Wait a minute. All that stuff has happened to us, but then there's more. Because we've surpassed what our founding fathers would allow. Okay, so they've dumbed us down enough with our food, air, and water and what they've been doing to it. We're stupid. And we don't even care what the founding fathers wouldn't have stood up for this for a minute. The only thing that hasn't happened in the Declaration of Independence is they haven't taken quarters in your house by order of.
Well, they don't need to. They've got your computers and cell phones spying on you.
So then they did. They have taken quarters. They just did it cyberly. Yeah.
Yes.
No. This. Okay. So then we're right there. So I mean everything. Yeah, we're there.
In fact, I did an article. I'll dig it out again, in which I went through the Declaration of Independence, and I said this is all relevant today. You know, don't listen to all those people saying, "Oh, it's an old piece of parchment. It's not relevant today. It's over 200 years old." And no, it's very relevant today. We need a new Declaration of Independence, and I can't think of a better place to start than with the original.
Absolutely, and you only have to add a few things to it to get this thing over with, and then we'll just resubmit it to the king, whoever that might be at this point. It might be Fauci, for all we know. We don't know who's running
Fauci
this country.
Fauci is definitely of the nobility, but when you talk about kings, I mean, you're talking about the billionaires like George Soros and, people like that, and, you know, they'll hang on to their power no matter how many people have to die for it.
And, well, they don't have a problem killing people either. And apparently they've got some really weird fetishes with young children, too. And that doesn't settle well.
I find that very disgusting. I have a real problem with that. Anyway, Andy, I've let you have a real good chunk of time. And we got callers waiting on the line. So thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to switch over to Kelly in Austin. Kelly, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I have to disagree with you about something you said earlier. I seem as though you gave Biden a bit of a pass on this issue in Kabul, and you said that it was the Taliban that set the schedule.
Yeah.
They did. But he and his incompetent minions were in charge of the staging and scheduling of the withdrawal.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with you on that one.
They bought that entirely.
You know.
So, you know, if they at the end of the game here, you know, they're trying to claim success or whatever. Yeah, you're right. The Taliban set the schedule, set the timetable, but they absolutely blew this. There's no way they
did. It's a huge botch up, and
I'm
expecting there's going to be some very strong negative reactions to Biden's speech today. I can't wait to see what Tucker Carlson says about it.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. I don't listen to anything Biden has to say, but I'll catch Tucker Carlson's replay of it tonight. But what I'm seeing now more and more is that people are realizing what a moron that guy actually is.
Yeah.
Apparently, among the so-called Gold Star parents, of course, I heard you mention earlier that there was a Gold Star mother who's been taken off of Facebook and Instagram. But there are other Gold Star parents who were there who were absolutely who drilled into him. There was one father apparently who held his son's picture in front of Biden's face and said, "Don't you forget this." And Biden squirmed around, wouldn't look at him, that didn't end well.
No, it didn't end well at all.
No, I'd be curious to know what the other Gold Star parents had to say. But the fact that Biden would try to talk more about his son Bo, while he's there trying to talk with the people who are grieving over the losses of their sons and daughters, And he goes on about his son, Bo. It's absolutely, he tells me he's just tone deaf. The man yep. absolutely has no, he has no sense of decorum whatsoever. He has no business being where he is right now.
Well, you know, his brain is damaged. He's had two aneurysms, and he's a few wheels short of an 18-wheeler.
Well, I say he's about a five bottle short of a six-pack.
Okay. That's a good way to put it.
Anyway, yeah. So, thanks, Mike. I appreciate you taking the call. Bye.
All right. Thank you, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I got a little bit on my mind. I won't be that long. I shouldn't have scrolled away from the dang thing. Here it is. I found it. Someone needs to look up citizenfreepress.com. 150 U.S. service dogs are abandoned in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I saw that. And, yeah.
150 of them left there. They're loyal servants to the military and of their handlers. And if you go to that article, you'll find tweets about how the heartbreaking stories that people who work with them were absent shouters. I'm just wondering if you got my, I sent you an email on that.
Yeah, I did. I did run a brief story about that because I'm a dog lover and, with limited resources, I mean, they didn't get all the people out. And so I understand why they didn't bother getting the dogs out.
Talk about piss poor planning, you know.
Absolutely.
Miami does need to be fired, and so does Austin, and further down the chain of command. Everybody with a star on their shoulders responsible needs to answer for this.
No, you're absolutely right.
Pentagon
needs a good house cleaning.
Yeah, well, you know, we left the equipment there. It's our fault. And then he wants to bomb them some more because of our equipment that we left there.
Yep.
I don't know. That don't sound right to me. And there's also another story that one of the drone strikes killed eight children.
Yes.
A total of 11 civilians. Yeah. Yeah, it's not a good look. It's just status quo right now.
Well, it's beginning to look like the only reason they carried out the drone strike was to make it look like they were, you know, taking revenge for the Kabul bombing. But the people on the street are saying that the vehicle that was actually the target for the drone was a guy who'd been living there all along. There were no explosives in it. He wasn't involved in terrorism. They just picked a target and said, blow it up and said, oh, well, he's a dead terrorist. You know, how do you know he's a terrorist? Well, he's dead, isn't he? And, you go back to that video that got Edward Snowden in trouble, showing how Americans were just gunning down innocent civilians. And I remember another video in Afghanistan was a drone strike, and they spotted a crowd of people walking across the street, and one of them was very tall. And the thinking was that the tall people were more likely to be involved in the military, the Taliban military, because of their height and strength. And so they targeted this group of people, and it turned out to be a school class. And the tall guy was just the teacher, and he wasn't exceptionally tall, but he looked it compared to all those kids. They were just blowing up everything that moved over there, and we still lost the war.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Pretty sad. But I'm going to close with, look at under the Taliban, what? You got all the citizens that have a First Amendment now, a Second Amendment, and you have no masks, no vaccines, and I don't know. Sounds kind of good. I mean, you got to pray four times, five times a day to back up.
Yeah.
And no beer, you know. I don't know. They could have a big gun show there.
Yeah, I imagine they're going to have a really big gun show, and China and Russia and a lot of other American enemies are going to show up and, buy and reverse engineer this stuff. Okay, Bruce, I got to let you go. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to meet. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants
to help her. Show here, we're going to go back to the phones to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Mike, it's so sad what happened to those troops. I mean, you know, but nobody should really be surprised. I mean, you've got an imposter regime, and let's not forget you've got over 600 political prisoners now wasting away in a D.C. jail.
Yes.
For what? Demonstrating? That's all they did. Patriotic Americans, and by the way, I think over half of them are veterans. So let's keep that in mind when we think, well, wouldn't they care about the troops? Biden couldn't care less about the troops.
No.
Right? He cares only about himself and his stinking, rotten, corrupt family. All he cares about. And he's doing everything he can to dismantle this once great country. And
I don't think he's intentionally dismantling it, but I think the corruption is just so bad that the country is rotting from within. You know, I think that they would love the system to go on exactly the way it is right now, making them rich, making us poor, you know, conquering the rest of the world, or actually kind of thrashing around about that. I don't think they want the country to fail. It's just they don't know how to make it work. You know, we don't have any leaders anymore. We just have these politicians, you know, who are for sale to the corporations, and we've descended into absolute fascism.
Well, you know, Mike, this is why I try to tell people who always say this is socialism, this is communism, this is this-ism or that-ism. No, Mike, you know what this really comes down to?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even come down to fascism. It comes down to, I guess you could say, corporatism, or like I say, predatory capitalism. It's when capitalism makes a few people so rich, a few corporations so powerful, that no, they don't share power with the government, as in fascism or the government. No, they own the government. They actually own the very people that are supposed to be working for us.
Well, remember, Mussolini said fascism should be called corporatism because it is the alignment of government and corporate power against the general population. And that sounds like a good description for what's going on right now.
It's alignment there, but in this case, it's even worse because right now, these corporations basically own the government. They got them bought, so Mussolini was still in charge. They didn't tell Mussolini what to do. Mussolini was in charge. Here in this country right now, these corporations are basically pulling the strings, and they bought and sold these leaders. And you know, I tell you something, Mike. A lot of people think, you know, well, Biden's got to go. He should be impeached. 25th Amendment. That's all fine and well. I don't know if you noticed when Kamala Harris went to Vietnam last week.
Yeah.
Jeez, I should have laughed. They're really funny. She thought she was. You know, they had a monument to John McCain, right?
Yeah, I remember.
And
she laid a wreath
really
at it.
Going on,
you know, that's where he was shot down.
Exactly. That's to think that they would honor John McCain is like saying that in London they would have a monument to Hermann Goering, you know, who was really the head of the Luftwaffe for the London Blitz when they bombed London. Okay.
Yep.
This woman is completely stupid. I mean, so you're going to have this demented fool being replaced by a complete idiot who thinks she's smart. That's the sorry thing about it. She actually thinks she's smart. We're in such trouble, Mike. I just don't, you know, sometimes I think, I say the military should do what they did in Burma, but the problem is look at the leadership you got in the military today. Look at Milley, all right? I mean, look at Austin. He's a clown. I mean, they think it's okay. They think it's entertaining to have a transvestite parade or something on a military base. I mean, this is. I mean, and yet they think these guys are going to be able to fight a war against, let's say, even Iran, let alone Russia or China. You got to be kidding me! This is a disaster, Mike. They turn this country, whether it's purposely or not, they're turning this country into one big disaster area. All right.
Yes, they are.
And like I said, the worst thing is, like I said, you got over 600, mostly, you know, majority veterans locked up in a D.C. jail. And then people are surprised that they would just treat these soldiers as basically pawns in a game, just, you know, basically just wasting them. I mean, are you kidding me? You're surprised about that? I know, not you. I mean, the people are surprised. This is what you get when you get a regime that was put in there, even though they weren't voted for. They lost by a landslide, and yet, through various tricks, they actually were put into the presidency, or at least, I don't even call him a president. I call him just the demented imposter. And
I call him his fraudulency.
Yeah, that's a good word for him, too, fraudulency.
Yeah.
Not the president, that's for sure.
Okay,
right.
Well, Mark, I'm going to have to let you go. We're at a commercial break. We have other callers waiting on the line, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to fellow RBN host, Steve Elkins. Steve, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, hey, Michael. Thanks for letting me butt in here quick. I just want to give a quick plug to my show on Sunday. I've got a really great author. Lecture and interview on this coming Sunday. I was part of a virtual lecture today through a library system here. Unfortunately, he could not come out because of COVID, but I did attend the lecture from author Gary Corsair, and discussing his book called Legal Lynching, The Sad Saga of the Groveland Four. Now, if you're not familiar with the Groveland Four, it's a very famous case down here in Central Florida, and Groveland, Florida, back in 1949. This judicial atrocity took place. It was a white woman accusing four black teenagers of rape. The evidence was suppressed. It was withheld. A kangaroo court, a crooked sheriff. We're gonna talk about the books, the new evidence that's come out, and we're going to kind of tie it in to the current situation, our current judicial situation here, the injustice which is going on today. Gary Corsair this coming Sunday, got him booked for 2 hours. And well, like I said, we'll discuss his book, Legal Lynching, The Sad Saga of the Groveland Four, this coming Sunday.
Well, it sounds like something worth tuning in to listen to.
Yeah, it actually is. And as he mentioned today at the end of the lecture, he goes, believe it or not, down here in the South, the Groveland Four is in many areas of the South. This is not an unusual occurrence. There was so much of this going on, crooked sheriffs, lynchings, and it has all been kind of covered up. But his book's a very good book. Like I said, I think we'll get down to some more facts of what actually happened in the case and the current ongoing process of trying to get exoneration for these four men, that they're all dead now, but to exonerate them. They've been given pardon, but they have not been exonerated, and clearly this was an injustice. So we'll talk about that on Sunday.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We have lines open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Robert in Kansas. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Oh, man, Michael, Steve just got off the phone. You know, that guy is a homosexual from Florida, and everything he says is moronic.
Come on. Go gently on Steve. You know, we don't attack each other on these phone calls, all right?
The first thing I want to do is congratulate the Taliban for kicking out the Zionist government, the pervert, satanic, baby-killing murderers that rule our country as well. I hope that we can do the same, white men, because they plan for our genocide. So if you can hear my voice, just realize that they want to kill every single white person in this country. So
no, that's certainly what critical race theory is suggesting.
It's not suggesting it, Michael. We are occupied by a Zionist Jewish government who seeks our genocide. And I know you claim Jewish ancestry, Michael, but if you were to claim that on the street, you would be considered a white man and be murdered as well. So I hope you understand that.
Mm-hmm.
This situation we're in, Michael, is that either we figure it out or they will continue this medical tyranny set forth by Trump with this jab and this vaccine. All this is fake. COVID-19 is fake. And they just want to get this vaccine into us so that they can sterilize our people and destroy us as a white race. That's the primary goal of the satanic government, is to kill all white people. That's the number one goal, is to destroy the white
Robert,
race.
Thank you for your opinion, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go at this point. And the phone lines are now completely open, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to the economic news, consumer spending is heading back down again. Consumer confidence is in decline again. Prices are rising. The stimulus is ending. And, you know, rents are up. And a former president of the Federal Reserve is saying we're looking at an imminent financial crisis, and there do seem to be a lot of indicators we're heading that way. And it's going to be global. Over in Switzerland, they're stocking up on gold. They know it's a good store of wealth, so they're getting into gold. And I recommend our listeners get into silver, get into gold. If you don't have a lot of investment capital, go on over to places like eBay and other places and buy what's called the junk silver. This is the pre-1963 U.S. coinage that was actually made out of silver. And the advantage is it is a known, unit of currency, the dimes and the quarters and so forth, that you could use in the event of the collapse of the paper dollar. Meanwhile, the Bank of England is getting worried by the mortgage and consumer credit data. Mortgages are now in decline. People are trying to get out of debt. They're paying down their credit cards. In fact, I actually got a notice that my credit score had dropped slightly because I don't have enough credit cards, which struck me as very weird. I thought having paid them all off and not owing people money would improve my credit score, but apparently the inverse is true. Another little article, and this is coming out of Crack News again, saying how Reagan was the beginning of the financial decline of the United States. And yeah, it really was. The 12 years of Reagan-Bush took us from being the world's largest creditor nation to the world's largest debtor nation. A huge amount of that was due to the Strategic Defense Initiative and all the money they borrowed and spent for that failed enterprise. And everyone always goes back and says, well, Reagan, you know, signed the largest tax cut in American history, but the tax cut was for the wealthy. And to make up for that shortfall, Reagan introduced the idea that Social Security benefits should be taxed, which is kind of a little bit of a double cross, because you're paying for Social Security, you're taxed to pay for Social Security, and then when they give it back to you, they tax it again. And so this article is basically saying that the corporate tax rate should go back to the pre-Reagan days, and I'm absolutely in agreement. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Dustin in New Jersey. We have not heard from you in a while. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, you know why I haven't called in? I've been listening to the show, and it's like, I know you get smart. Well, some of your callers are semi-smart, but some are like this last caller. Why do you people got to demonize people? I just don't understand why you guys have to bring up, you know, kind of like with me. You know, I used to call in, right? I get demonized. I'm hiding under my bed wearing my mask. This guy has to call in demonizing Steve Elkins. Why?
Yeah.
Like, what's the point? Like, why would you demonize somebody? You don't agree with him? Well, oh, well, that's life. But why do people have to always demonize people? I just don't get... Mike...
Well, we are trying to discourage that on this program now.
You're not going to, Mike. You're not going to. You're not going to, because it's just human nature to throw people under the bus, make them feel less than, you know, Mike. It's just part of life, Mike. We all got to get used to it. But, Mike, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
I know you and your wife was vaccinated. Myself.
Yep.
I know you had the, you know, J&J. You know, J&J is actually pretty much the same as the one from Russia, Sputnik 5. The architecture is basically the same.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't know that. But, you know, I got the Moderna, I got the two-shot. But, Mike, you had a listener call in from Nome. I'm sorry, I forgot his name. He calls in. Please, for God's sake, don't take horse dewormer. Please, man, don't take the horse.
Well, you know, if you've been listening to the show earlier, I pointed out the reason people are getting sick from the horse dewormer is it's the wrong dosage. It's a dosage for a horse that weighs a lot more than a human, and
Mike,
that in the correct dosage, ivermectin is not harmful to humans.
Mike, I used to have two horses. On you know, average horse is like 1,300 pounds, guys.
Yep.
I mean, you want to know what happens if you F up? Is permanent, like, central nervous system and neurological damage. That dude from Nome, do not take that. What, like, Mike, you had the vaccine, so did your wife. You guys are doing okay. I had Moderna, my mother, my brother had Moderna. That's two shots, 28 days apart. We're doing okay. Mark from North Carolina.
Well, you know, I was sick for a few days after my shot. Claire was unaffected.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mike, you know, the first day, Mike, actually the first week I got my shot, I had that pink arm. You know, like, you ever get bit by a wasp? Some people are more allergic to wasps than bees. But the second shot, Mike, I couldn't lift my arm for about 3 days. But then I got better. But, Mike, I'm going to have to bring these guys up because you probably heard of them. Phil Valentine, you know, the shock jock from Tennessee, the radio show host. He got ivermectin. Yeah, he died on a ventilator two Saturdays ago in Tennessee. And Dick Farrell and Mark Bernier died the other day, Caleb Wallace and Steve Harmon. I mean, guys, you have one life to live, okay? Listen to me carefully. You have one life, okay? Do real information, okay? Don't muff up your life because of, you know, conspiracy theories, okay? Please, guys. Do your research. Talk to your doctors, for God's sake. Don't anybody have their own doctors in this country?
I've talked to my doctor, and, I love her. She's my niece also. And you know, but she's totally indoctrinated with, you know, the orthodox medical points of view. And again, if you go back and you look at all the drugs the FDA approved that wound up having to be pulled off the market because of the harm they were causing, there's a certain, you know, caution is justified. Especially the way these experimental gene therapies were rushed into production.
Of course. But, Mike, taking horse dewormer, that's a no-go. I mean, it's just, guys, use your brain. That's all I'm saying. Use your brain and use your critical thinking skills. Okay, Mike and Claire did. I did, my family did, and all
yeah,
of you should
we
do that.
Yeah, but we were coerced into it. You know, we didn't want the shots. The only reason we took them is the nursing home where Claire's mother is being held literally would not let us see her without the vaccination. And that's the only reason we got the shot. And, you know, we're concerned about all these reports about heart inflammation
Mike, but can I give you some advice?
Yeah.
The winter's coming. If you're going to have to get a booster, I'll tell you why. You saw did you see the report from like the Johnson & Johnson, like basically it's 19-25% efficacy to like the Delta variant, you know?
We're going to pass on the booster shot and just you know, take our chances with it.
Mike, I don't want you to take your chances. Okay? Get your
I took
booster,
a chance
Mike,
taking
Mike.
The vaccine.
Yeah, but Mike, you and your wife are doing okay. So you took the vaccine okay,
we
right?
We were one of the lucky ones, but I mean, again, if you look at that vaccine adverse event reporting system, a lot of people taking those vaccines did not luck out. Same thing with the numbers coming out of the European Union. I mean, the COVID vaccines have killed more people than all other vaccines put together since they began keeping records.
But Phil Valentine didn't take no vaccine. He's dead. He's on in the morgue, Mike. So
yeah, well, then,
that.
You know, look at those millions of people who took the vaccine and died from it.
Okay.
Okay?
I will.
All right.
Versus
well,
the hundreds of thousands that died of the vaccine.
Thanks a lot for the phone call here, and we're going to switch to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I want you to do me a favor. I'm going to give you a little piece of advice.
Okay.
Fall's coming.
Yes.
If you're not taking vitamin D, I suggest stripping down naked and laying out in the sun for a couple hours every day.
Well, I do need to get out
and wait at
this desk and get into the sun, but I take vitamin D anyway, you know, along with zinc. And actually, I take a whole bunch of supplements to deal with rebuilding my mitochondria, which the PMR pretty much devastated.
Yeah. Yeah, I take a bunch of stuff like that, too. Inflammation stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so on your website, you have this America's Frontline Doctors attorney files a lawsuit against... Okay, so right at the beginning of that video, he calls Dr. Fauci a guy with a PhD, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all. What did he call him again? Oh, a Luciferian weasel.
Well, you know, just having a PhD does not guarantee that somebody's going to be moral or ethical or a better person. In fact, you know, Dr. Mengele had a PhD.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is it's his use of the language, like a Luciferian. You know, that's like, I would expect to hear something like that from that kook Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know, the controlled opposition, rather than, you know, somebody that's trying to tell people the truth, a Luciferian. Remember, I called in a couple of weeks ago about the use of the Illuminati. I mean,
yes.
Why do they? To me, that is just a BS label for the people that are actually controlling the shots, which are the rich folk.
Well, you know, I agree with you, actually, because, you know, being a non-believer, you know, I don't ascribe any reality to Lucifer, and I think using that name, it is an attempt at smearing and discrediting, and it is invalid. And it's like Dustin was saying, why are you using that language? In fact, if you disagree with somebody, argue them on the facts. Resorting to name calling, it's kind of an intellectually lazy approach.
Well, there's always that too, right? Because
yeah.
Usually at that point, you know, when you start resorting to name calling, you lost.
Mm-hmm.
You got nothing else to go on.
Yeah.
Right? You've run out of facts, or you don't know any facts, right? So you're
mm-hmm.
basically just BSing. So, like, the beginning of that, you know, that's just one thing I called to, you know, like, freak out about. But when you were talking about Reagan, that story, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to say that he cut, the corporate income tax rate. The smartest thing to do to spur economic growth is to cut the corporate income tax rate to something that, you know, the rest of the world is in line with. But you don't cut.
Okay, well, listen, Al, I got to let you go. We got to take
a
break.
We've
got another caller waiting on the line. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Yeah. And welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, we're going to go back to the phones to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Michael. You know, I knew at some point there was going to come that magical moment where Dustin and Trump, crossed into an agreement on something there.
Mm-hmm.
And seems like they both like that vaccine.
Actually, no. Trump is starting to reverse his position. He came out against mandates today.
Yeah, well, mandates, but I think he still likes pushing the vaccine a little bit. But who knows? That can, you know, these guys change all the time. But on that Elkins and his show, I couldn't determine. I wasn't sure if the guy was saying, Robert was saying that Elkins was the homosexual or the guy he was interviewing.
Steve Elkins is married, you know, for those of you.
Yeah.
I don't know why that guy came out with that. But Steve is married, and both he and his wife are involved in medical services.
Yeah, I think he was talking about the guy that Elkins is going to interview. But Dustin took it that from a different standpoint, too, and took it that he was talking about Elkins. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I didn't see it that way myself because, yes, Elkins is married. His wife's a nurse just like him. And
yep.
Elkins got, in my opinion, he has some great info, and
he does.
Sounds like he'd be an excellent nurse. And if I'm going to a hospital and I don't see Elkins or Tenpenny or something, some kind of badge like that, I'm leaving that hospital. I'm trying to think now. The caller, Al, he was talking about Luciferian. Well, you know, Luciferian is a descriptive term. It's not necessarily an insult or anything. In fact, it's more of a descriptive term. It describes someone's, maybe their religious practice or something like that. So to say someone's a Luciferian or say someone's a Catholic or say someone's a Jew, I don't see the offense in that at all. But anyway, those are my comments, Michael, and I hope you have a great show. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to go to Tom in Baltimore. And, Tom, be fast. We're almost out of time.
Hi, Michael. I'll make it real quick. I couldn't miss the irony in the caller who had called the other day about the term being used, Illuminati.
Yes.
I'm surprised how he agreed with you so quickly about ad hominem attacks and name-calling. Because just the other day, when he brought up the Illuminati, he was engaging in name-calling about anybody who used the term. So you ought to think about what he said to you today and put it to use.
Good advice, and thank you very much for the phone call. We're coming up here on the end of the program. And these are crazy times. They really, really are. And there are days when this gets to be a very, very depressing job, just looking at what's going on in the world. And it does feel like we can't continue on this path much longer. Anyway, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned to the John Stadmiller Show. Actually, Ralph Winterode is going to be taking the microphone for John tonight. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. It is very urgent at this time. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.